I've always said it's more fun to think about changing your diet instead of going on a diet. And I didn't want to start 2007 by lecturing you about the dangers of trans fats, sugar, salt, and whatever else happens to be on the health hit list this year. So instead, I asked a few influential foodies about particular ingredients or styles of cooking they would like to see people use more of for the coming year. First up, the woman who is the editor of one of the most influential food magazines in North America, Barbara Fairchild of Bon Appetit magazine, is advocating a whole range of ingredients from the North African country of Morocco.
You get an inkling of it on restaurant menus, not Moroccan restaurants per se, but restaurants using Moroccan spicing, and people ordering all those things and seeing that how versatile all of that can be. It's so aromatic, it's so delicious. It has just that warmth that those spices have. There's just something about it. With the increase in the availability of those ingredients, I would hope that people would really not think of it as being so exotic anymore, but something that they can incorporate into their repertoire.
Common spices used in Moroccan food include cinnamon, cumin, coriander, and saffron. Preserved lemons, pine nuts, and almonds also provide unique flavors, and fragrant stews are often served over couscous, tiny grains of pasta. I'll have recipes for braised Moroccan lamb shanks and fish couscous on my website. If you can't find preserved lemons, they're easy to make, and I'll link you up to a recipe for them as well. Vikram Vij and his wife Miru Dawala own and operate a successful East Indian restaurant in Vancouver and just published their first cookbook. They would both like to see people getting back to using more basic ingredients.
You know, this is going to sound so elementary, but based on my experience with talking to other families right now, heck, I would just be happy to see people using fresh onions and fresh garlic and fresh tomatoes and just fresh green herbs. I mean, people are just too much, as far as I'm concerned, buying ready-made, packaged, you know, boxed foods. And, you know, people aren't even finding that, you know, I can say, heck, use more cumin seed. I think cumin seed tastes great in any kind of cuisine. But I'm finding that most people don't even right now want to bother with chopping tomatoes and onions and garlic right now.
Funny you said that, because just before that I was thinking what I would like to see people using is buying a meat, a full chicken, and cutting it and deboning it and using it as a part of it, making, not just buying stocks from somewhere else and using a boneless breast of skinless chicken and using it, actually using your hands to understand where the animal came from.
Someone who also espouses a basic ingredient philosophy is Ricardo Larrivé of the Food Network and Ricardo Magazine. He says how you shop goes deeper than what you want to eat.
I hope people around the country are going to look for local honey or local lamb, organic stuff. What's important to me is to pick things that are made from a family that doesn't have the power to buy advertising and everything, but they're working so hard, almost losing their shirts over a dream, and to try to make something very good for us. We have to encourage them, whatever it's cheese, it's wine, it's meat, whatever. We have to make this effort as a consumer to go to them, learn what they do, and buy it.
For Eric Akis, cookbook author and food editor of the Victoria Times Colonist newspaper, color makes the case for his 2007 ingredient choices.
We're constantly being told to use vegetables and fruits that are rich in pigmentation, you know, like blueberries and cranberries and pomegranates and peppers and carrots and squash. All those things are good for you. So when you're cooking your dinner and you look at it and it's all brown, if you can liven things up, your pasta dish with some fresh basil, with roasted peppers, just go to the produce department now at the grocery store and it's just amazing. Get the rainbow in your basket going there and you're going to be eating a lot healthier.
And I can't ignore the wine aficionados out there. Canadians drink a lot of wine, and judging by the number of wine tasting clubs, wine bars, and wine courses popping up, we want to know more about what's hot and what's not. One of Canada's top wine writers, Tony Aspler, has some suggestions on what he feels will be emerging trends.
A dry sparkling wine sets you up for a meal and is a great aperitif or something just by itself. I'd like to see them drink more dry Riesling. And Chenin Blanc. I think Chenin Blanc will be the next coming grape. I think people are getting, you know, a little tired of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. In reds, I'm a great believer in Gamay, you know, the grape that makes Beaujolais, is the most versatile red wine because you can serve it chilled and bring up the acidity and have it with fish, or you could serve it at room temperature and have it with meat. So I think the Gamay is a very versatile food wine.
Oh, and when Tony talks about sparkling wines, he doesn't mean you have to empty your wallets on champagne from France all the time. Try some Proseccos from Italy, Cavas from Spain, and some well-made Aussie bubble to ease the burden on your bank account. As for myself, I'm going to be spending quite a bit of time in Europe in the coming years, so from time to time you will hear me reporting about my travels abroad. And the ingredients I'll be using more of this year include olive oil, classic cheeses like Parmigiano Reggiano and fresh mozzarella, vegetables such as artichokes, fennel, and tomatoes, and citrus fruits like oranges and lemons. Keep checking my website for updates and recipes, and all the best in your cooking efforts in 2007. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.